Tara, T-A-R-A, Heard, H-E-A-R-D, 7-11-85. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Patient is a 37-year-old woman seen today because of epigastric abdominal pain. She says whenever she eats, she has immediately she has pain over her epigastric area. She's been taking some over-the-counter Prilosec, and it has helped some, period. In the paragraph, at one time she had a slightly elevated LFT. Since then, she's been losing weight, exercising, lost actually 15 pounds, and we're going to recheck that today, period. As far as her tiredness is concerned, she's feeling less tired. She's very active, and it's time to recheck her blood work as well as further evaluation of her abdominal pain. Allergy, non-medications, Prilosec over-the-counter, only PRN, surgery, DNC, tubal ligation, medical problems, none except for asthma, family history, thyroid issues, thyroid cancer, hypertension, and lots of gallbladder in the family. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Has been pregnant 7 times, has 4 children, lives at home with her husband. Review of system as above. Her vital signs is as follow. Where's her vital sheets? Is it not here? Or maybe it's already in here. Here it is. She weighs 149, down 15 pounds, 98, 97, 16, 83, 129 over 77. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs to clear, abdomen softener. She gives these controls, not sure, I'm because of the neurological non-focal. Number one, abdominal pain. Number two, gallbladder ultrasound shows no evidence of gallstones except for gravel. Next number, add Nexium, 40 milligram. What's the next one? Is check H. pylori, since she's been taking her PPI only off and on. Her next number is increased liver function test, recheck. Next number is history of fatty liver. Next number is history of high cholesterol. Next number, this should have improved with weight loss. Next number is continue with diet and exercise and activity. Next number is last TSH within normal limits. We'll recheck at this time. Next number is come back in 3 months. Next number is we'll call patient with lab results. Next number, if symptoms continue to be a problem, we'll proceed with a HIDA scan and a CT of the abdomen and evaluation by a gastroenterologist for EGD and further evaluation at that time. Thank you.